Do one more chapter with you, and then you will have the, you can just have that up on everyone else. All right. Let us therefore obey his most holy and glorious name, thereby escaping the threats which were spoken by wisdom long ago against those who disobey. Because some of those threats sounded pretty terrible. Wisdom's going to laugh at us when destruction comes and calamity and confusion overtakes us. And wisdom's going to be off there laughing. Ha ha, told you. You know, so we want to avoid that situation. We should obey God. Obey his name. And it says that we may dwell safely, trusting in his most holy and majestic name. Trusting in the name of Yeshua. Accept our advice. So here's his bottom line. Accept our advice, and you have nothing to regret. For as God lives, and as Jesus Christ lives, you recognize this form. It's shocking to me when I saw it here. I was like, whoa, that's bold. But, you know, this is the Old Testament formulation, the Old Testament vow, like King David would take, as Hashem lives, you know, or Hashem would say, as I live, you know. And so he's actually making a vow. He's swearing a vow, an oath, according to the Old Testament formula. It says, for as God lives, and as the Lord Jesus Christ lives, and the Holy Spirit, who are the faith and the hope of the elect, so surely will the one who with humility and constant gentleness has kept without regret the ordinances and commandments given by God be enrolled and included among the number of those who are saved through Jesus Christ. So here's Clement's formula for salvation. This is pretty radical, I think. Keep the Torah, keep the commandments. If you keep the commandments of Hashem, you know, without regret, in humility and gentleness, you know, consistently, you will surely be enrolled and included among the number of those who are saved through Jesus Christ. And then he concludes that thought with, through whom is the glory, to him forever and ever. Amen. And that, of course, is a doxology. It's our seventh doxology in the epistle of First Clement. That's the end of chapter 58. And if you come next week, we'll have just a couple more chapters to go here. And we'll have to split them up. Actually, it's mostly just a long prayer at the end, but it's got a lot of good material in it.